Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Houser. Batting second. The center fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting third. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bob Chance. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Tito Francona. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Chico Salmon. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Woody Held. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sam McDowell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Sam McDowell. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Wayne Causey. Batting second. The second baseman, Dick Green. Batting third. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ken Harrelson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting seventh. The catcher, Doc Edwards. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Nelson Matthews. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Diego Segui. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Diego Segui. And now, play ball. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is called out on strikes. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Davalillo. The throw from Edwards and he is safe. Davalillo steals second. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is called out on strikes. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Houser fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona takes first base on ball four. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles throws to second for one, and Green throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Romano moves to second. One out. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon strikes out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held takes first base on ball four. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile strikes out. Two outs. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 0 for 1 in the game. Houser hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wagner hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Colavito. Wagner reaches second base with a double. Davalillo moves to third. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 0 for 1 in the game. Chance hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Davalillo scores. Wagner moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 1-0, Indians. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Francona hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wagner scores. Chance moves to second. It's 2-0, Indians. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 1 in the game. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards short. Houser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Diego Seghi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seghi hits a ball on the ground towards third. Held fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chance juggles the ball. That's an error on Chance. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 1 in the game. Green hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Causey moves to second. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 1 in the game. Charles hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0 for 1 in the game. Salmon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Held takes first base on ball 4. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell is 0 for 1 in the game. McDowell strikes out. Two outs. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 0 for 2 in the game. Houser hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Colavito. Houser reaches second base with a double. Held goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Indians. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Davalillo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hauser scores. It's 4-0, Indians. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Davalillo. The throw from Edwards and he is safe. Davalillo steals second. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Wagner hits a pop-up towards short. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Colavito is called out on strikes. One out. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-1 in the game. Harrelson hits a line drive into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-1 in the game. Gentile is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Chance strikes out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Francona hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-2 in the game. Romano is called out on strikes. Two outs. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0-for-2 in the game. Salmon hits a fly ball into left field. Harrelson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-1 in the game. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-1 in the game. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Diego Seghi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seghi is 0-for-1 in the game. Seghi strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Held hits a fly ball into left field. Harrelson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell is 0-for-2 in the game. McDowell is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hauser hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Davalillo hits a fly ball into center field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Causey takes first base on ball four. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Green strikes out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-for-2 in the game. Charles hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Causey moves to second. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser fields it and throws to second for the out. Causey moves to third. Two outs. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-2 in the game. Harrelson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 4-3, Indians. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-2 in the game. Gentile hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 3. The Indians will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Wagner hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Indians. Mo Drabowski now pitching. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Chance strikes out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Francona hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-3, Indians. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-3 in the game. Romano is called out on strikes. Two outs. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0-for-3 in the game. Salmon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-2 in the game. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards third. Held fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-2 in the game. Matthews hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Alozic pinch hits for Mo Drabowski. Gary Bell now pitching. George Alozic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alozic strikes out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Salmon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 3. The Indians will come to bat. John Wyatt now pitching. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Held hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-3, Indians. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell strikes out. One out. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Hauser hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hauser moves to second. 2 outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hauser moves to third. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wagner. The throw from Edwards and he is safe. Wagner steals second. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Chance takes first base on ball 4. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Green hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-to-4, Indians. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Charles hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Francona. Charles reaches second base with a double. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Colavito hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-to-6, Indians. Don McMahon now pitching. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Harrelson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Indians, 7, Athletics, 7. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-3 in the game. Gentile hits a ball on the ground towards third. Held fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Billy Bryan pinch hits for Doc Edwards. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan strikes out. 2 outs. Jose Tartabull pinch hits for Nelson Matthews. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hell juggles the ball. That's an error on Held. John Wyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tartabull. The throw from Romano and he is safe. Tartabull steals second. John Wyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wyatt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics 7. The Indians will come to bat. Billy Bryan now catching. Jose Tartabull now playing center field. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-4 in the game. Romano takes first base on ball 4. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0-for-4 in the game. Salmon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile fields the ball and throws to Wyatt covering. Safe. Romano moves to second. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. held his 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got one RBI. Held hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Romano scores. Salmon moves to third. It's 8-7, Indians. Joe Gratzenda now pitching. Don McMahon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMahon strikes out. One out. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 3-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Houser hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile fields the ball and throws to Gratzenda covering. Safe. Salmon scores. Held moves to second. It's 9-7, Indians. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 3-for-5 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Held moves to third. Houser moves to second. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 3-for-5 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got one RBI. Wagner hits a fly ball into left field. Harrelson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Chance hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Athletics 7. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Causey strikes out. One out. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Green hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Salmon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Held fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 9, and Kansas City Athletics, 7. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.